Thanks for the coffee.
No problem. With my cash rewards card from Navy Federal Credit Union, I get up to 1.75% cash back.
Isn't it 1.5%?
Now it's up to 1.75%.
That's bigger!
And better! I bought these scones with my cash back!
I love scones!
Me too! Scones for everyone!
When you sign up for direct deposit, you can earn up to 1.75% cash back with the cash rewards card. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
And listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. All right, what happened there?
Nope, that wasn't me, Pastor. That wasn't me.
All righty. But it sounded like a pretty good... Listen, if I play that, do you want to sing along with it? We hear that train a-coming now. It's coming round the bend. That train's called Judgment, and it's here because of sin. You hear that, you Democrats? Right? Now, listen, go ahead and finish what you were saying, John.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, and when a person violates God's word, there's always ramifications. So women and men that go along with the abortion, it can cause physical damage to their bodies and all the emotional damage of the abortion, and the man going along with it is condemnation from God. But in the long run, this is what happens to a society. Right now, I can name about six countries that are demographically in the process of collapsing because they've aborted so many of their children and they haven't had children. But China, Pastor, China is literally, they've had that one policy, one child policy for 30 or 40 years. And they've got such a huge gap between the elderly and the young that it's collapsing their society.
They got a huge gap too between male and female. They've got all
these
men, and they kill all the women.
Yeah, well, yeah, Pastor Ernie,
baby girls.
In the fertile age, there's I think 20 or 30 million more men than women in China.
Yeah.
And then Japan is like that. South Korea is like that.
Also in India, in different parts of India, they've actually got villages where there's no women at all, hardly.
It's like that in Italy and then in Russia. In Russia, through communism there, they aborted so many babies. And then even when they weren't under communism, the women don't want to have children in Russia. So what happens is, abortion and killing the babies, maybe nothing happened in 1973 that you could see, and maybe it wasn't happening in 83. Well, because here it's had ramifications also. But now we look at societies are collapsing because they're violating God's word.
So God's not about to change his word. God being immutable means he's the same today, tomorrow, forever, right?
That's correct. Immutable means not changing.
So he don't really care too much about public opinion polls, does he?
No. So the communists went ahead, the communist Chinese, and right now as we're speaking, because I follow this and I've been posting it on my blog, Pastor Ernie, China is in serious trouble. I mean, serious trouble because of its demographics.
Well, like you said, there's a number of other countries that are also in serious trouble, but America is in serious trouble because America has forgotten her God. America has forgotten her God, and she's standing in the shadow of a holy God. And here, listen to this. In Proverbs 28, or Proverbs 29, it says this, verse 10, the bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. So here, those that are pro-life are righteous. The Bible says those that, you know, Jesus said, I came to give you life and more abundantly. Those that are for pro-death are bloodthirsty. This whole thing with issue one in Ohio is about killing babies, killing babies, killing babies, killing babies. But we've got a corrupt, such a corrupt media. I mean, absolutely, totally corrupt. They're running false, completely false ads, totally corrupt and false ads. But there's nothing about them that's not corrupt anymore. He tells you in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. When Donald Trump was in the White House, were the people rejoicing?
Absolutely.
Was the economy good?
Oh, yeah, the blessing. Think of the change when Obama left and Trump came in, and then Trump left and Biden came in. Just think of that. Think of those changes, Pastor Ernie.
And so, but when I'm taking look, if Trump had been in the White House, if the election had not been stolen, and every single person that said it was not stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. And I would love to debate anyone who believes contrary, but they won't. They won't. But anyhow, but if Trump had still been in office, would what is happening in Israel today be happening in Gaza?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not, Pastor Ernie. No.
Would we be fighting in the Ukraine?
We wouldn't be in Ukraine. No, we wouldn't be in Ukraine.
Would gas prices be $3.50 or more, in some places $4 a gallon, or would they be $1.78?
The reason the gas spiked was because of what Biden did with the oil supply here in America.
If Trump was still in office, would we have had over 100 food processing factories burnt to the ground?
Isn't that amazing, Pastor Ernie? Now, it seems to have slowed down in the last, 6 months. But there was a period of time when all these food processing plants from all over the country were a couple of weeks were burning.
Well, that one, you had 1,800 cattle were burned alive at one time. And, of course, we've seen what happened to the price of beef, huh?
Yeah, but it was all types of things like processing wheat and I can't remember it all. But, yeah, they were burning down. And then did you remember there was oil refineries that were exploding and they had to shut down too? How about all those train derailments?
All of these things, do you think that was just – and by the way, okay, I wanted to ask you too. This fellow that – This last shooter that came out, I think his name was Robert Court, I think it was, okay? They found him dead. They said he committed suicide. Let me ask you this. These shooters that we've seen recent years, are these Manchurian candidates?
I think a certain percentage of them are. And a certain percentage. Notice, Pastor Ernie, but let's just think of some of these here off the top of our head. Do you remember, well, these weren't the shooters, but they set the bomb off at the Boston Marathon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the FBI had been aware of them, and the FBI were there because they were doing some sort of an emergency scenario. Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that shooter that killed in that high school there in Florida, he killed a lot. Remember the cop wouldn't go in? He was too afraid to go in?
Well, it wasn't just one. There was a number of them that were too afraid to go in, but yeah.
No. No, not I. This was... That one was in Texas.
Oh, okay.
This is the one in Florida. And the people had contacted the FBI about this kid and how dangerous he was. And the FBI didn't even forward it on to, local law enforcement. I don't know why they didn't go to local law enforcement.
Okay, so...
the FBI was aware of that. And then there was a shooter that went into a Baptist church. And he had been in the Air Force. He killed a bunch of people in Texas in the Baptist church. And his mental record was supposed to be put online, preventing him to buy a gun. And they neglected to do it. So he got the clean pass to buy the gun. And so the Air Force had to pay like $10 million for that.
Wow.
And the list goes on and on and on about them being on these psychotropic drugs, or they were just off them. So every one of these shootings seemed to have something not clean. You know, it's just someone says, I'm going to go and shoot up. Their background, somehow they were involved in the police. The police did nothing. They didn't do their job.
We have that with Timothy McVeigh.
I'm sorry, Pastor Ernie, but this guy Card, he in July, he had been under investigation because he was hearing voices. Voices were telling him to do things. Were you aware of that, Pastor?
Yeah, I heard what he was telling
his. And they didn't take his guns away. They let him have the guns.
Well, they should have run him for Congress. Nowadays, we have a bunch of those that are hearing voices. Alrighty, here, can we count on the CIA to do very bad things? Can we count on the CIA as far as Manchurian candidates go? Let me ask you this. JFK wanted to eliminate the CIA. Ronald Reagan wanted to eliminate the CIA. And Donald Trump wanted to eliminate the CIA. Why do you think they all wanted to eliminate the CIA?
They know how dangerous it is, Pastor.
So now...
it's a dangerous organization to everybody. To everyone in the country, it's a dangerous organization.
Okay, so... They've become what, rogue, right? I mean, the CIA basically is a rogue situation. Chuckie Schumer says, boy, if Donald Trump messes within the intelligence agencies, they've got seven ways to Sundays to get back at him, you know, because we Democrats, we're, you know, we work with the corrupt because we're corrupt. But boy, if you try to go in there and if you try to out people like Chris Wray, and these other people, they're going to get you. Is that going to come back on Chris Wray?
It doesn't seem like anything comes back on him, Pastor Ernie.
If Donald Trump gets back in office, will it come back on him?
Well, you know, I sing the same song. Trump is going to have to get, he's going to have to clean out the Justice Department, number one. And then he's
how many levels is he going to have to go down?
In Washington, he's going to have to go down many, many, many levels, Pastor. And then the FBI in Washington, I think it's totally corrupt. The field offices may be still all right, but the Washington office, I mean, levels of it are totally corrupt because they're not going to allow you to come in there if you're not one of the boys, Pastor.
In last October, U.S. officials blamed Ukrainians for the assassination of Putin's ally's daughter, who was killed in an explosion outside of Moscow. In August 2022, Dara Dugina, the daughter of Putin ally Alexander Dugin, was killed in an explosion outside of Moscow, as reported by the Time by the Gateway Pundit. Russian media said Alexander Dugin was targeted of an assassination attempt, but his daughter was the one killed instead. Dara Dugina was reportedly heading home for a festival when her Toyota Land Cruiser was blown up. Well, guess who they say is responsible for doing that? The CIA. There you go.
Wasn't that turned out to be a mistake? They switched cars and she got killed?
Yeah, she apparently took his car and he right. got her car, yeah. So yeah. There you go. That's what's happening out there today. Hey, I got an idea. Oh, do you have any other articles, things you want to get out? Oh, one more I want to do. Where'd it go? I just had Ken Paxton. I just had the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's one of the good guys, isn't he?
He's a very good. That's why they did what they did. They tried to impeach him on. They did to Paxton what the feds in Washington are trying to do to Trump. But the thing is, the guy who's the Speaker of the House is a, quote, Republican.
Yeah, but he is a rhino. A rhino.
Yeah, he is a rhino.
Bought and paid for rhino. And so here, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton files a lawsuit against the Biden regime for cutting razor wire at the southern border. This is illegal. So Biden's Border Patrol agents are cutting a razor wire fence on private property on the southern border to allow illegal aliens to enter the U.S., putting more Americans at risk. Now here, these are under Biden's orders. Let the illegals in. Bring in, we just caught a whole large group of Iranians just came across the border. They caught them. They're in here. So Biden's been bringing in Al-Qaeda, he's been bringing in ISIS, he's been bringing in Hamas, he's been bringing in the drug dealers. And what do you think, John, he's bringing in all of these terrorists for, John?
To pull down America, Pastor Ernie.
Right. Now, why does he have the complete support and backing of the mainstream media? Don't they have to live here, too?
They're too dumb, Pastor Ernie, to put two and two together.
Do they think that somehow they're going to be above there, that it's not going to come back on them?
I don't know if they think that far, seriously.
Let's find out what people are thinking out there. We'll open the phone lines and take some calls, and we'll see if they're thinking. All right, if you're out there, you're thinking tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We only want people that are thinking to call tonight, right, John?
All right, Pastor Ernie.
Okay. 888-677-9673. We got Josh, man. He's on the phones. He's on top of this. All righty. I wanted to say, too, for the folks out there who keep asking me to give the times of the Sunday services, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we start at 8:30 with an in-depth Bible study. And Lisa's there, aren't you, Lisa?
Yes, and it's excellent. You must be there.
Are you getting smarter all the time?
Yes.
There you go. And we start with an in-depth Bible study, and then that goes till about 9, usually. It's supposed to end at 9:30, but it goes usually to about 9:40. Then we have another Bible study, okay, and Deacon Randy teaches that. And then at 11:30, we have our morning service, and that usually ends right about 1 o'clock, okay? And so then in the afternoon, we have a class. Usually it's a class around 4 o'clock, the Bible and current events, and we take you up, show you some things you're not supposed to know, okay? And that the world don't want you to know out there. And then the evening service is at 5 o'clock. And so there you go. That's the schedule. And that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, at the corner of Sperry Road and Route 87. Phone number is 440-338-1367. And let's go to AC in Cleveland. Hey, AC.
Hello.
Hello.
And Chaplain.
Hello, AC.
I got. Hi. I got a question, and both you guys could chime in on this. I kind of see something wrong with this picture, but I want your opinion on it. See what you both have to say. I was listening to a radio show of a well-known pastor, and this pastor was talking about he was having lunch with another pastor, okay? So the both of them are in this restaurant having lunch, and the waiter serves them, and the one pastor says to the waiter, do you go to church anywhere? And the waiter goes, no, I don't go to church anywhere. So then the pastor says to the waiter, well, my church is just down the road. And, you know, it's not that far from here, from this restaurant. And so he tells the waiter, if you come to my church on Sunday, I'll make your tip a lot bigger. Now, what do you guys think of that? I'm curious.
Huh. I've never thought of I'll have to try that to see if it works. Oh. It might be a way. I don't know. I don't know if I would do something, ever do that, but I don't know. You know, there's ways of doing that. You know, sometimes he could be doing it in just jest or kidding, or you might not believe this, but often I will kid with the waitresses, and then, well, they all know me pretty well, but I don't know. What do you think, John?
I think it's pretty low, Pastor Ernie, bribing someone to come to your church. How about telling them, look, if you come to my church, you'll hear the words of eternal life, and you can have assurance of being in heaven, your sins forgiven and being in heaven. How about that, Pastor?
Yeah, that would be a good one. What about this one? What was the name of the restaurant, you see? Let's say he was working at the Golden Corral, right? And you simply tell the waiter, you know what, I'm preaching on this Sunday. The biggest sinner, I'm going to identify the biggest sinner at the Golden Corral. What do you think? Do you think that would have brought him out to the church, maybe?
It might. It might.
Alrighty.
Well, I just, that's what I thought, John McTernan said. Because the one pastor didn't tell the waiter anything about the word, you know, something about, let's say, something about the rapture, you'll hear about the rapture or whatever. It's just, if you come to my church, I'll make your tip a lot bigger. And I see a problem with that.
Yeah, I do, like, too. And, you know, I do, too.
Bribing something. I don't see any evidence in the Word of God where people were bribed to come to church.
All right, very good, AC, but I got to move in. The entire board is lit. Well, thank you, my friend. Let's go to, is that Kles? Kles in New York?
Yeah, hi, yeah.
Couple
of things, but I do have another question for you guys on James. What you were saying about the sterilization of Africans, basically what happened there is, they give those girls in Africa, and they did this in other countries, Mexico and the Philippines, a tetanus shot, and that's usually one or two shots, but they put a second drug in it from Pfizer that required five shots, which should have been the tip-off to sterilize them, saying they were just getting a tetanus shot, which is only one or two shots, not five. So that was, Melinda Gates was a big person in on that.
That reminds me, hold on just a minute there. There was they had a Pfizer poster boy who they put out showing, John, what am I talking about, the eight-year-old?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. Let me get that. In Israel, they had 8-year-old boy who they were presenting as the poster boy to get the shot. And here, I'm getting it right now, Pastor Ernie.
All of those soldiers, those young soldiers, those young males, for some reason, myocarditis hit the males, not, you know, much harder than the females. And a lot of them died, but you certainly didn't hear about that, did you?
So here it is. 8-year-old Israeli poster child for COVID vaccine dies of sudden cardiac arrest. When did you ever? Amazing. What happened was he was taking a bath and he had the heart attack and he went under the water. They were able to resuscitate him and get him to the hospital, but he only lived a few days later. And the cause of death was, there you go, myocarditis. For an 8-year-old, Pastor Ernie, an 8-year-old.
There's been a whole lot of these young high school athletes that have taken a shot died.
What happened was not a word in the mainstream press in Israel, only the local press where he lived. They mentioned it.
Money answereth all things, huh? All right. Go ahead, Clifford. Go ahead with your...
Okay, yeah. So one more thing on the abortion and then my question on James. You know, they're using the abortion victims for food additives. And, you know, these girls got to be careful, you know, so they're dissecting them right there. And, you know, these girls may not come out of an abortion clinic because they may dissect them for their body parts. They could get maybe a couple $100,000 for their body parts. So, you know, they might not come out of the abortion clinic. And that's why they want them to go there without anybody, without notifying anybody if they're going to do that. But my question is about James. It says in chapter 1, it says, be quick to hear. And then in chapter 5, it says, you heard of the patience of Job. So that's telling me maybe two things, that you should be contemplative. You heard of the patience of Job. So that's, and then secondly is, I would think, you know, you should be listening to the preacher, but that might be more so, you know, when you pray, be quick to hear for the answer, kind of listen, given that it says in the beginning of chapter 1, pray for wisdom. So what do you think about that? Because at that time, they might not have had that many preachers, or they didn't have an actual New Testament in written form.
Well, what verse in James chapter 1, where it says, but let patience have a perfect work, he's referring to patience, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But then he also says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth like a wave of the sea driven out, the wind is tossed.
Towards the end of the chapter, it says, be quick to hear.
All right. Let me see here. He says, I'm looking, because I'm familiar with that verse, and I'm trying to remember it. Let every man be tempted. Nope. Let me see.
I think it's... I can't find it.
I can't find it.
Yeah, I can't either. And I just read to the end. Wherefore, my brethren... Oh, I know. Yes. Verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved, let every man be swift to hear. And slow to speak and slow to raft. Okay, yeah, well, in other words, hear before you speak, what he's referring to, paying attention, yeah. But what you were mentioning, you find the answer to what you were saying in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. Hebrews 13, 7 and 17, you will have your answer there.
Right, right.
But I have move on because the...
Okay. All right, I'll bring it up Monday. Okay.
All righty, very good. Let's go out to Cedarville with Mac. Mac, you're in the air. Hello.
Hey, first of all,
go ahead.
You guys mentioned Golden Corral. Love Golden Corral.
All right.
Secondly, I go to college, and I struggle with my faith sometimes. And I'm staying in, so I need advice on that. And also, What do you think about the phrase, faith without works is dead? How do I justify that one for me?
Well, faith without works is dead, okay, because... okay, you have to turn the radio down because I'm hearing myself.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, how do you justify faith without works is dead? That's very simple because works is the proof of faith. If you can claim to say you have faith, but if there's no evidence of it, there's no faith, there's no fruit of your faith, then what good is your faith?
So is it faith alone or just...
Well, no, you see, the evidence of the fact that you have faith, anyone can say they have faith. See, I can say I'm the bravest man you'll ever meet, and I'm a school guard, and I'm guarding the school, and then here comes the shooter, and I just sit there and do nothing. I don't do anything. Okay, so then what good was my statement? What good was I? You see,
gotcha.
Works is the evidence of faith, and so you're saved by faith, not of works, but the evidence, the fact that if you have faith, there's going to be evidence. People are going to know that you have faith. Right, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, if you have faith, you're going to somehow, some way, tell people about Jesus. If you have faith, you'll if someone needs prayer or something's wrong, you may say to that person, well, gee, I'd like to pray for you. You're handing out brochures.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of ways it can be done. So faith is, it has to be shown somehow, Pastor.
Oh, absolutely.
How about getting water baptized? You know, things like that.
Well, the Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving your own self. So, in other words, if you have faith, you're going to have action, and if there is none, you're deceiving yourself, huh?
Exactly.
Got it.
There you go. I got to move on. But thanks, Mac.
Well, thank you, guys, and go Brown.
All righty. Okay. Let's go to Cleveland, back here in Cleveland with John. John, you're in the air.
Yes, the CIA, as you were mentioning, I think is an incredible danger to people around the world and people in this country. And there's a kind of repository of some of the things that we're not allowed to know about as a result of the controlled media by the CIA and corporations and the military-industrial war profiteer complex. And it's called The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. Gladio. G-L-A-D-I-O. The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. And one of these unknowable things that where the establishment doesn't want us to know about is a project of the CIA and the Pentagon called Operation Northwoods. And that was a profoundly evil plot by the Pentagon and the CIA to mass murder Americans in the 60s. Kennedy called it off when the Joint Chiefs at the Pentagon presented to him. He called it off with horror and exiled the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to Europe. And what it amounted to was to the Pentagon engaged in mass shootings of Americans, explosions, terrorist bombings against Americans, and then all of that to be blamed on Cuba to incite a wave, as they said in these released documents that the insider at the NSA exposed to... create a wave of hatred and indignation that would allow the Pentagon to lift on.
All right, I've got to move on, but let me just tell you this very quickly, and that was that Ted Gunderson, the former director of the FBI for the West Southwest, the entire Southwest, all those states there, I spent a lot of time with Ted, and he told me that it was the CIA and, of course, the FBI. He said that he feared within for his own life because he knew there were rogue agents within there that were working for the opposite deep state, and he was identifying, and they killed him. They finally killed him. But, yeah, you're right. He talked about what you're saying. But I got to move on to Vince in St. Paul.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Do you see a similarity with the food processing plants being set on fire and the imbalance of the male population in China? Because to raise the cost of food, you burn down food processing plants. To raise the cost of sex trafficking, you eliminate the female species.
Right. Well, it's about control in both cases, isn't it? Always about control, isn't it?
Yeah, but can you imagine having a young daughter in China? You'd like to have a house of gold.
Oh yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. Well, they've eased up on that because there's been such an imbalance between the men and the women.
Yeah, they have opened it up, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's a problem with the women having the children. They're calling to have more children, and Putin did the same thing in Russia, and it increased a little, but you have to have it sounds odd, a woman has to have 2.1 babies for the population to remain the same. So like in Russia, it went from 1.5 to 1.7, and that slows it, the demographic collapse, it slows it a little, but it doesn't stop it.
In Russia, Putin was paying these young married couples. First of all, he wanted them to get married, a lot different than here in the United States, but he was paying them for having children. And if they got married and had children, the state would provide him a house at that time was worth $40,000, which would be probably here in this country, $140,000. But
all right. But my question, I was wondering, where did the young girls go? Did the government buy up these girls and ship them off somewhere for sex trafficking in China?
No, they killed them as babies. They aborted baby girls.
That I don't buy because that's killing. That's like gold. Why would you do that for? That doesn't make any sense.
Because the state. Well, here's the reason. Because they depended upon boys. You know, most of the agriculture in China were like farmers, and so they depended upon for the military. But they did that. They killed baby girls 7-1 over baby boys. Believe me, I reported on it for years.
I just don't buy the story because it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, because you got gold. I mean, people pay big money for sex trafficking. It's big money. So to take out a little girl, it's like, hello.
Well, it might not make sense, but they did it. I know I reported on it for years. We did story after story after story. I got to move on, Vince. Let's go to John in Minnesota.
Hey, you guys. How are you? I wanted to talk about Representative Johnson, who wasn't really well known, probably part of it because of his name, you know, being so common.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several quotes that I found today that were really great about him. He wrote that Twitter is a FBI subsidiary before Elon Musk took it over. So that tells his views about social media right there. And he really bashed Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray in the past. He's very pro-life. He was a talk show host, so you guys would like that. He used to be a talk show host way back when he was younger. And then he got involved with the Alliance Defending Freedom. When he became a lawyer, he worked for them and did multiple cases fighting the Equality Act. I mean, this guy is stalwart. He's kind of a hidden gem to me because I hadn't heard of him. He wants to stop woke propaganda for students, for kids. And he took on he's got an A-plus rating in pro-life. He's got massive amounts of support from the pro-life community. He's got an A-plus rating from pretty much all of them.
So well, you know, we just praise the good Lord that we have him as a Speaker of the House. And
he has four kids. He adopted a black kid. He's 14 now. He's got three other kids. And he is concerned about there's still racial prejudice in America, but he's being falsely accused of being for the Chauvin, you know, the Chauvin conviction and all that. It's not true. He wants to have a balanced view of how we deal with race matters in America, and he's very open about his son is having a tougher time than his white brother, you know, who's about the same age. So, but I think the guy is solid as can be. He sounds like a very intelligent, thoughtful guy.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that the Democrats haven't already accused him or tried to indict him on something already. I mean, that's
And he's a Trump supporter. He actually represented Trump in the first two indictments. He was on the team that did his first two indictments for defense. And his wife is a advisor to Louisiana Right to Life. And they've been relaxed.
Yeah, he was outspoken, too, where it come to certifying the election. He refused to. Him and Jim Jordan and Josh Hawley, and there was a number of them that stood there, Ted Cruz, and said, no, do not. But Mike Pence betrayed us, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's a great big. What's that?
No, I said yes. I was agreeing about Mike Pence.
I think he's a great. It shows a great victory for Matt Gaetz, actually, this whole thing. And what shocked me is that he got voted in with his record. You know, very strong Christian conservative. Yeah, says the Bible is the standard of his life. That's his rule for living. And he got a unanimous vote from Republicans.
Yeah, well, there's something else had to be, you know, we'll find out about it. Why they did that, I don't know, but there was something else that is behind this, and it'll come out sooner or later. But
I think you're right. I agree with that.
Because when the RINOs very seldom do anything good, and when they came out for him, then there's something. We'll find out what it is. I don't know.
Yep. So it'll come to light.
All righty. Well, thank you, John.
Yeah, you guys have a blessed evening.
You do the very same.
Okay, Joe.
Alrighty. All right, we'll take some calls still at 888-677-9673. We've got just a few more minutes to take calls at 888-677-9673. We have, what is Big John returning tonight? And I had the... What I have here, John, is key attack indicators. John, are you familiar with John Guandolo?
No, never heard of that name.
He was former U.S. intelligence agency. I had him on the radio program a couple of years ago. I think if you remember, I think you were possibly on there with him, but he is... did an excellent, excellent paper on prepare for the coming violence. And he's listed what the left is going to do. I mean, he's got it all listed out there. And this guy's been pretty accurate on in the past. And so anyhow, I've been reading some of what he has written down. But let's go to, let's see, who do we have calling in here? Josh, I got to get the names of them because I don't have their names just yet. But the lines are lighting up, and we'll take a call here in just a minute. Meanwhile, Big John, are you up to giving an invitation tonight? We're going to have plenty of time. You want 7 minutes?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. That would be good. And,
okay, let's go to Marlene in Michigan.
Okay, my friend was telling me that she heard the Speaker of the House, the new one, said that he was going to cut Social Security and he was going to cut the veterans in half, that he was going to completely dramatically change it.
I don't believe that. I don't think, you know, first of all, one guy can't do that, even if he's the Speaker of the House. I wouldn't believe that for... Now, that sounds like some of the communist propaganda out there. Now, he might want to cut some of those that are on Social Security that never paid into Social Security. But what do you think, John?
I haven't heard much about them, Pastor Ernie. It's just what I picked up today. So, I mean, usually that's one of the scare tactics of the Democrats. That's one of the lies. They always accuse the Republicans of doing that.
All right. You better vet your friend and get the truth out of her, and then call us back and let us know what she has to say, okay?
I'll do that. Lord's blessings to all of you. I'm so in love with you all.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Good night.
Good night. And let's go out to Dallas, and we have Steve in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, Pastor. I want to know what your comment might be on Sarah Sanders and the thing about the Chinese kicking them out of the land and or taking the land back.
Sarah Sanders is a real lady. She is a real lady. And I just wish that every other governor in this country had the guts to do the same thing as she did.
I do, too.
What do you think, Big John?
I agree, Pastor Ernie. I agree, yeah.
All righty, very good. All right, well, thanks, Steve.
All right.
God bless you. Let's go out to Timothy. Timothy in North Royalton, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Pastor Ernie and little Lisa.
Good evening.
I just wanted to say that... once again, none of what's going on each and every day that we all have breath in our body and blood flowing through our body, we get to serve the Lord and tell others about it, too, so that we don't leave without everybody in tow that we could possibly bring in tow. We just bring the word and let the Holy Spirit do the watering. What I wanted to say is I was reading in Judges and also Isaiah a lot about the leadership. Because we can apply things that happened in the Old Testament and the New Testament to stuff in what's going on in our modern day, and I see a lot of parallels. Nothing catches God by surprise, we know that, and nothing comes back void from the Word. So the examples that we see in there, we can apply them, and if you listen to the messages, there's a common thread today that the fool does not see good and evil. And the righteous can discern between good and evil if you yield to the Holy Spirit that is within all of us that are saved. So I believe if we lean on that every day, and I believe all the things that are happening, especially with this Johnson thing, regardless of God knows the intention of the heart, regardless of what Matt Gaetz's intention was, how this stuff all played out, I believe that Johnson is a divine appointment. If you listen to his speech when he accepted the gavel, he mentioned things that most people in Congress do not overtly express.
Yeah, I have that right here, but I don't have time to get into it. But listen.
Yeah, his faith was on the forefront.
Yep.
I believe it was a divine appointment, just like with Donald Trump.
I think so, too. But, Timothy, I got to move on because we got one last caller. We're going to take Steve in Cleveland. Steve, you're the last caller. Go ahead.
I'll make it quick, Pastor. Real quick, Johnson, Mike Johnson, David Barton, that's who he learned from. I'll leave that part. Is the United States going to be twofold and look like we're with Israel, but then they're going to really be Hamas, seeing the sock puppet resident we have, Biden?
Let me just say this, and then we're running out of time, so I'll just say this. Look. Here, Hamas is getting the money from Iran, and guess who supports was given Iran? $6 million, $6 billion at one point, and followed up with another, I believe it was $4 billion. So, no, do not trust Joe Obama Biden. He is not an ally of Israel. I don't care how he whispers and squints his eyes. He is not an ally of Israel or an ally of America.
Bible says everyone will be the whole world. Be against Israel, and I guess that's going to be the eagle across the ocean.
Amen. I got to move on, but thanks, John. I'm sorry, but you only got 4 minutes, John. You got 4 minutes. Can you do it?
Pastor Ernie, just quick to what that last caller said. The big test is going to come when the Arab nations start uniting against Israel, when the Muslim nations start uniting against Israel. That's going to be the big test, what Biden's going to do.
Okay, now they're going to be a huge pressure in this country for America to turn against Israel. We know in the very end, they all the nations will. But already you're seeing an increase. They're using the college campuses. The Communist Party is pushing hard with radical Islam to turn America totally against Israel. And you're going to see that the entire Democratic base go for it, aren't you?
Right, Pastor Ernie. I'd say about 20% of their base, maybe even a little more, is definitely hard against Israel right now.
Absolutely. You got 3 minutes, John. Can you do it?
All right, Pastor Ernie. I always love to speak and preach about Luke 4:18. This is the Lord's ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. The first part of that, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel, the good news to those, the poor in spirit. So the good news is if you have no, if you're scared of death, I mean, that's a normal thing because we all have to face it. If you're in bondage, if you feel condemned and all, well, Jesus Christ died on the cross to shed his blood to pay the penalty for all sin, all sin. And I mentioned earlier, we mentioned earlier about repentance. So repentance is to turn away and to turn to Christ and then to have to be free, have a free conscience with God. That is through the death of Jesus on the cross, shedding his blood, paying the penalty for sin, and then 3 days later, he bodily rose from the dead. That's what it takes to have a relationship with God. And
1 minute.
Okay, when we have that relationship, he becomes our Abba Father. The other part is he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And in the short time that's remaining, I'll just have a prayer about healing the brokenhearted. Father, I bring everybody before you that is showing a lot of fear, Lord. Fear is a sign of a broken heart. Depression, hopelessness, mourning, sorrow, grief. That is another sign of a broken heart. Self-condemnation is a sign of a broken heart. And deep loneliness. So many people are lonely today, broken hearts. So far, and loss of a loved one can terribly break our heart. So, Lord, I bring all our listeners before you. We pray for their salvation in you, for assurance of eternal life. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would move to heal all broken hearts. We would love all our listeners.
All right. Thanks, John. We're out of time.
Thanks, Ernie.
Thanks.
God bless you and our listeners.
Thank you. And until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless, and always
keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.